I'm joined on this week's Press Box by Mizzou baseball assistant coach Evan Pratt. The Tigers won 39 games this year, made it to the Miami Regional, reached as high as number two in the nation. We'll talk about this past season, but when Coach Pratt is not helping the Tigers hitters or working with the infielders, he's spending part of his summer running youth baseball camps up in Columbia, and that's where we're at. Coach Pratt, maybe you can talk about the enjoyment you get from running these summer camps.
I like working with the kids. I think our whole coaching staff is like to instruct. We like to work with our younger players, see them evolve, see them grow and their skills and their experiences and stuff. And it starts at this level here with our guys doing stuff. So it's fun for us because we see the improvement in those kids each day of the week. So.
You come out and do some drills, they get to see some of that, but it seems like the most fun that they have is when they actually get to go out and play a game. And, when I grew up, you go out in the neighborhood and can find kids to play. It doesn't seem like that happens as much anymore, so it seems like that's what those kids really get a taste for.
Certainly. That's why the last part of camp each day we have that game. So they have fun and get those experiences. But anymore, it seems like the same thing. There's a lot of choices in life now and a lot of stuff on the internet, the computers and that type of thing. And a lot of directions as far as different sports they're able to play and accessible to them. And baseball back in the day, like probably when we were growing up, is you go out there and play wiffle ball all day long and now you get your experiences that way. But coming to camp helps them a ton, and hopefully we can help them with those skills.
What do you have coming up now the rest of the summer if people are interested?
Same thing. We got another hitting and pitching camp in July. All the stuff, all the details for those camps are on the internet. But as far as the little guys' camps, we're done with the little guys this week, and then we'll do them again next June. We may do something a little bit different in the fall or early spring for the kids as well. But we have a couple of high school camps. But other than that, we're pretty much close to being done.
Let's talk about the season a little bit. At the regional, you guys beat Ole Miss 7-0 and then lost a close one to Miami, and then Ole Miss turned around and beat you. Kind of a disappointing way to end the season after so much promise.
Certainly. I think we had a really good team, a really good pitching staff. We fell short with a couple of guys on the backside on our pitching staff. We lacked a little bit of depth that we needed to really do what we wanted to do, and we lost a lot of games late in the innings, that type of thing. But our guys responded well. We had a real good regional. Again, we want more. We expect more now. Not just getting to postseason is good enough for us. We want to be able to host regionals again like we did a couple of years ago and not have to go to Miami and play the number one team in the country on the road in their backyard. And that's our whole goal. And we'll make adjustments. We've got a good group coming in, good group coming back, and hopefully keep going.
Well, I know certainly major league scouts saw the talent in your pitchers, Aaron Crow, Rick Zagone. What's their status? What have you heard about those guys?
Rick has already signed. He's out playing with the Orioles in short season A-ball. Aaron is still working out here on campus. I don't expect him to get nothing done probably until the end of July, first part of August. Type of thing. Usually with those higher picks, it takes a little while for those guys to sign. So I'd expect him to get something done right around the first part of August and then go out and play and then get on with his professional career.
You hate to see guys like that leave, but what does that do for the program when kids that are making decisions about where they want to go, when they see Missouri Tigers get drafted and get as high? That certainly has to help.
Oh, it certainly does. I mean, that's you get to your junior year, your third year in a four-year school, and that's what you want to do. And that's, obviously you'd like to have a guy like Aaron back, but his plan and his role is now to go to the professional side, and that's the whole goal, is to get out your junior year and be a high round pick and get a lot of money and get a good start in life. And that's what kids see when we're recruiting them now. Over the last 5, 6, 7 years, we've been able to put a lot of guys into professional baseball, which helps us, which helps our program, which helps us get wins. The kids do well, they get good signing bonuses, and they see a great start in professional baseball.
Early in the season, you guys are ranked second in the country, and I'm sure it's a double-edged sword. It's great to get that exposure, but at the same time, maybe causes some distractions within the team. Did you see that, or how do you handle that as a coaching staff?
Not so much with this group in the last couple of years. Probably 5 or 6 years ago when we were first getting to this level, yeah, it's probably more of the wow factor. Hey, we're way up there. Hey, we're ranked in the top 10. But anymore, it's second nature to our guys, and they're used to it. It's not so much we have a target on our back, which we do, But our guys take care of business, and they know the rankings don't mean a whole lot. It's just a, you know, pretty much a snapshot of where you're at during your year type of thing. And we'll probably be up there again next year, which the expectations should be in those rankings type of stuff. But, again, they don't mean nothing until you get to postseason play and you go out there and get it done between the lines. And all that other stuff is for a lot of people to talk about, really, basically.
You know, I'm a big baseball fan. I'm always amazed. I mean, certainly you're going to get, you know, 60, 70,000 for football, 15 for basketball. But I'm surprised that attendance numbers, not just with Missouri, but with other schools, that they're just not higher than what I think they should be. What can you attribute to that? Just the time of year or?
Well, I think a lot of it's the time of year. I think a lot of it has to do with the weather. I think right now, just now, college baseball is just now starting to, you know, just now starting to get the national exposure that it probably deserves, along with a lot of other Olympic sports in every college. But with the College World Series going on and ESPN doing a lot of games, Fox is doing a lot of games, you get a lot of local coverage. So people are starting to recognize that college baseball is good baseball and across the country national-wise. And obviously we've known that for a long time. It's just now starting to get out there on a national stage, and attendance figures will start going up. You look at a lot of the top conferences and a lot of the schools, all their stadiums are, you know, they're just as good as minor league stadiums. They're starting to get 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people at every game. And we're going to be doing expansion to our stadium next year, so that'll increase our capacity type of thing. So it just keeps growing and growing.
How does the success from the football team, the baseball team, all these programs starting to show success, how does that build from a recruiting standpoint and just an overall impression of the university?
Well, it helps tremendously. Obviously, with football doing really well, when we bring kids on a visits for them to look at school in the fall, and we take them to a football game, and there's 60, 65,000 people out there, and you're playing you know, in front of them people, and the atmosphere away from the baseball field itself is something big the kids look at. So they see football doing real well, and you can just tell the general student population enrollment, they've cut off enrollment already for next year. So that it's really, really good. As our athletic director says, the athletics are the front door to the school, or the front porch. So, you know, guys, people see that, then we're going to be able to hopefully attract a lot of guys. And everything off the field helps us tremendously, being able to get a high-level recruit.
Oh, we've been dodging raindrops all day, but thanks for running the camp, and best of luck, Coach Brett.
I appreciate it. Thank you.